you would, turn to Psalm 16 in your Bibles. Matthew Henry says about this psalm, he says that David flees to God with cheerful, believing confidence. And that's exactly, I don't know what translations you have before you, but it says that I read three or four, and yeah, I could get that. He does. He flees to God, but there's a confidence even right from the very first verses there. Wilmington says that David expresses his love for God and then his love for his people. And I thought, wow, we express love for God, but we express love for his people too. As we shared and everyone was sharing this morning, I could just feel a sense of love in the room. As one shared, everybody was kind of entering in with them. Even Ken, as he was talking, we were entering into love with Ken when he's talking about how he dresses. No, there's just that feeling, though, as people share in the body of Christ because of the blood of Jesus and the bond that we have together, there's a love that goes back and forth even when we're sharing. And it's different than talking to just somebody, an acquaintance or whatever, but somebody in the Spirit. There's a bond in the Spirit, and that's what David's talking about here. He vowed not to mention the names of pagan gods. He's not even going to mention them. He doesn't want anything to do with the other side, okay? And three, he expresses appreciation for God's providence in his life and expresses a confidence that the blessings would continue. This prophetically even looks toward the resurrection. Just such a healthy psalm. I love it. I love it. He says where he's at. He says what people that aren't God's people, what they're going to be like, and he doesn't have to worry about them because he has the love of God and the love of God's people, and he has a hope of the resurrection. He has a hope for the life to come and that God's going to continue to take care of him. Peter quotes verses 8 through 11. In his sermon after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. I thought, oh, how interesting. I hadn't realized that. Oh, yeah, he does. He does, that's what it says. So this morning, instead of my sharing little bits of it, I thought we'd go ahead and together we'd join David and just say this psalm as if we're talking to God ourselves, okay? So let's stand and we'll put it up and let's say it together. Keep me safe, O God. I run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. Don't just go shopping for a God. Gods are not for sale. I swear I'll never treat God names like brand names. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and a yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly found. Cancel my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Amen. Glory to God. I love it. I love it. I love it.